Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's an honor to be with you today, Tuesday. This is my last day in office as mayor of the city of Buffalo. I have submitted my resignation, and my resignation will take effect at 9 a.m. This morning, Tuesday, October 15th. It is good to see so many of our commissioners, directors, city staff, community members, deputy mayors. I appreciate all your service. And what I have been able to do as mayor this past almost 19 years would not be possible without all of you in this room and without the people of Buffalo. As I conclude my chapter as mayor of the city of Buffalo, I do so with immense thanks and gratefulness to the people of Buffalo. Everything I have done in public service has been out of love for the people of Buffalo. And through all of the highs and all of the lows, the people of Buffalo have always inspired me and stood by me and made it possible for me to do the work that needed to be done as mayor. One of the things that I committed when I initially announced that I would be stepping down from the office of mayor was that I would work right up until the final moment my time in the office. I've done that. This past week was another 7-day week. Which many of my weeks as mayor of the city of Buffalo have been, 7-day weeks. You know, many people didn't see that, perhaps didn't recognize that. Many jobs, and hopefully those of you watching and listening, nobody in this room, but I hope some of you have those 9-to-5 jobs. but being mayor of the city of Buffalo is certainly not 9-to-5. Being a commissioner, a deputy commissioner, a director, a deputy mayor is not 9-to-5. It's 24/7, 365 days a year. Some of my final actions that I am going to take as mayor, I will announce today, I am going to be submitting 4 trailblazer signs to the Buffalo Common Council, one for Lucille Colston Hicks, naming the corner of Blaine Avenue and Jefferson Avenue, Lucille Colston Hicks Way. Mrs. Hicks, now deceased, was an educator in the Buffalo Public Schools and a longtime block club leader, more than 30 years as the block club president of the Blaine Avenue Block Club Number 1. A second trailblazer sign, Cheryl William Colston Way, at the corner of Fillmore Avenue and East Ferry Street. He was the longtime owner of Colston Mobile. a pioneering and legendary business leader in East Buffalo, owning his mobile station for more than 30 years, inspiring a lot of other business people, and generously donating to so many different causes throughout the community. The third trailblazer sign, in honor of Ms. Brooksy McCutcheon. So Brooksy McCutcheon Way at the corner of Landon and Humboldt Parkway. Ms. McCutcheon was an average resident, an inspirational resident for her community and family. She passed away at 108, and imagine imparting love and wisdom to people for 108 years. And finally, one of the pastors in our community, Pastor Hamid Motley Way at the corner of Chelsea and East Delavan. Pastor Motley was in law enforcement for a number of years, has been a pastor for more than 20 years, another individual that is an inspirational figure in our community. So those will be four trailblazer signs that I am submitting to the City Council. And then finally, a renaming. And I haven't done a lot of naming of things in my almost 19 years as mayor, but I felt this one was fitting. I will be submitting to the Common Council the renaming of the basketball courts at Delaware Park. The Mayor Anthony M. Masiello basketball courts at Delaware Park. As you know, Mayor Masiello is my predecessor. He served three terms in office. And I am hopeful that when you think of me, you will think of my thoughts of Mayor Masiello. So while he ended his time in office after 12 years, he never, ever left his service to the city of Buffalo. He continued to be an active presence. He continued to try to help Buffalo in any way that he could. He has been a mentor, a guide, a supporter to me throughout my entire time in office. He is, in many ways, an unsung hero, I think, which is thematic of the people of Buffalo. There are a lot of unsung heroes in this community. Some of you are in this room. So it is my honor to submit to the City Council a naming of the basketball courts at Delaware Park, the Mayor Anthony M. Masiello basketball courts. And you can clap on that again. So we have had many highs. We have had some lows. I have experienced just about everything a person can experience in this office, from historic storms to a racially motivated mass shooting to the passing of both my parents during the period of time that I was mayor, to the passing of some of our beloved colleagues in government. Some of you have lost loved ones during our service in government. That all takes its toll. But one of the things that has kept me going is the inspiration from the people of Buffalo. and the love for our community. I'm going to talk about love a lot, because you don't do this job if you don't love the city, if you don't love the people, and if you don't want to make a difference. I will share something else with you. It's very personal. Makes me a little emotional when I think about it, even to this day. Something that very few people know, but I am a cancer survivor. In 2004, in the lead-up to running for mayor during a presidential campaign, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. And it was a very scary time for me and the family. And I think about my wife and son and everything that they have sacrificed over the years. Well, that year, our family vacation was going to New York City, where I had an operation for the prostate cancer at Memorial Sloan Kettering. And I remember staying in the hotel room, recovering at a time when I should have been at the Democratic National Convention. And that was our family vacation. I want to recognize my family in that moment, my staff in that moment, and some very close friends. Probably less than 10 people knew about that ordeal. But again, the thing that kept me going was love for our community, love for the people of Buffalo, and the inspiration and strength that I draw from this community every single day. I've been asked about the reason for stepping down as mayor. And I would say that one of the main reasons is that my wife and I are helping to raise our now 6-year-old great-nephew and 7-year-old great-niece. The children came to us when they were 3 and 4. And I see the time that my wife puts in. I see the sacrifices that she makes to make sure that the children grow up healthy and safe. And I think back to my years of service and the times I might not have been there enough for my own son. I don't want to have that happen again in the lives of these children. So probably the main driving reason that I made the decision to seek another opportunity is so that I would have more time at home to help in the raising of these precious children. And for all of us in our city and in our state and in our nation, we have to think about how precious the children in our lives and in our communities are. If we say our children are our future, but we don't do enough to invest in them, to protect them, to support them, to lift them up and put them on the right path. And hopefully, through this action, I will be able to do that with these two children. I will finally like to say to all of the deputy mayors all over the years, the current deputy mayors, all of the commissioners, the current commissioners, the deputy commissioners, the directors, the city staff, more than 3,000 of you. You don't get enough credit for what you do. I see the employees in city government putting heart and soul into what you do every single day, trying to make a difference in the lives of others. I want you to know that I see you. I respect you. I love you. I appreciate everything that you have done for our community and everything that you have done for me. As I think about our employees, some of our employees, many of our employees, have done extraordinary things that go unnoticed for our community. Some of you have been incredibly supportive of me. I think back to 20 years ago with that cancer diagnosis. I was kind of out of it. I was in shock. No one in my family that I know of had ever had prostate cancer. A member of my staff did all of the research, made all of the arrangements, unasked, just on their own. And 20 years later, I'm standing before you, cancer-free and healthy. So to the people of Buffalo, know through all of the highs and lows, through all of the work, all of the effort, it has all been out of love. Whether you agreed with me or disagreed with me, whether you supported me or didn't support me, the job of mayor, the passion of a mayor is to love the people, is to try to do their best for the people. And everything that I have done in this office has always been about the people of Buffalo and Western New York. To the people of Buffalo, as I sign off and address you as mayor for the very last time, I'm going to say this. How about them Bills last night? And you know what? The Bills, like the people of Buffalo, yesterday it wasn't pretty. It was gritty. It took toughness. It took heart. It took resilience. And at the end of the day, the Bills came out victorious. That's who we are in Buffalo. We are winners. I grew up in New York City. I came to Buffalo when I was 17 years old to attend college. Not to disparage the place of my birth, New York City, but I love Buffalo. And I say to you that Buffalo is one of the greatest cities on the planet, and the people of Buffalo are some of the best people in the world. I thank you. I love you. God bless the great city of Buffalo. Thank you all very much. Thank you. So now I will take some media questions, my last media avail as mayor of the city of Buffalo. I hope you all won't be too harsh to me in some of my final minutes in office, but I will open up the floor to questions that the members of the media might have. I plan on continuing to be a proud East Side resident. I plan to continue to be very visible as a resident of the city of Buffalo, very active in our beloved community. And when people call on me. I plan to be helpful. Mayor Masiello has been a great guide. He has been a great inspiration. Just because you leave office doesn't mean you leave the community. And so I plan on being very active in the community. Ryan, great question. That is fantastic timing. And let me just say thank you to Governor Kathy Hochul. I think Governor Hochul has been a great Buffalo. I think we should all be proud that we have a governor from the city of Buffalo. And she has helped this city and this region in ways that have been seen and ways that are unseen. And the governor making a commitment to provide casino revenue to the city of Buffalo and the other host municipalities is extremely good news.
Mayor, as you're leaving office, what is left on the table that you wish you could have gotten to or maybe paid a little more attention to?
You know, that's a good question. As I reflect back, I'm not going to reflect on the few things that remain undone. I'm going to reflect on the many, many things that were done. And we've accomplished a great deal, over $10 billion of economic development in this city. Our first population growth in 70 years, the most diverse city government in the history of the city of Buffalo, hiring more young people to work in the summer than ever in the history of the city of Buffalo. So as I step down from office, I'm reflecting on what we have been able to accomplish, not what hasn't been accomplished. First, let me say that soon-to-be acting mayor Christopher Scanlon is a person who loves the city of Buffalo. He's a very intelligent person, a very hardworking person, and someone that does his homework before he acts on things. I think those attributes will help to guide him well in this office. Over my years as mayor, I tried to listen more than I spoke. I never spoke when I did not do my homework, my research. When you heard me speak, I spoke about things that I knew about. I think that's important for a mayor. To not speak out of turn, to not speak uninformed. So I would give him that advice. And be strong in your decision making. As mayor, he will be the person in the arena. He will experience the highs and the lows. And there are many things that happened. No day is the same in this position. You know about all of the crises that, you know, have gotten a lot of publicity, but there are crises every day that go unseen because these people are so good, because they solve them, they fix them, they prevent them from going out of control. That doesn't always happen, but you have to be strong in your leadership and in your decision making. So by way of a long answer, that would be my advice to acting Mayor Scanlon.
Couple more. Mayor, what staff is already taken with you?
Pardon me?
What staffers, if any, are you taking with you?
I will be taking two staffers with me, and I will announce that when I get to the next stop. Well, you know, again, I say that there is no fiscal crisis. There are fiscal challenges, but there are fiscal challenges every single year. And for 18 years, I have prepared on-time, balanced budgets. So I am thankful to all of those leaders who are interested in the finances of the city of Buffalo. And in the process of budgeting and running a municipality, no chief executive officer does that by themselves. The county government has a role. The state legislature has a role. The governor has a role. And all three of them are saying that they will play a role in supporting the needs of the city of Buffalo. I can tell you, when I was in the state legislature, the Western New York State Legislative Delegation was one of the most powerful under former Deputy Speaker Arthur O. Eve and State Senator Dale Volcker in the entire state of New York. And when there were needs that Buffalo had, or that the Buffalo Public Schools had, or some municipality in Western New York had, they got those needs addressed. So Buffalo will be just fine. If everyone does what they're supposed to do, Buffalo will be just fine, and there is no fiscal crisis in the city of Buffalo. And you know what we do in Buffalo? We rise to the occasion, and we get things done.
Mayor, when is your first day at OTV? Have you given any further consideration to releasing your contract?
My first day at OTB will be on Wednesday, tomorrow. So I don't believe in letting any grass grow under my feet.
We good?
No, he's got a follow-up. Pardon me? Kristen, I don't know how soon you'll see me in the commercials, but I just want you to realize that if you come to OTB, you're going to love it there. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.